Hello, good afternoon, good morning, good evening. Wherever you're at in time and space, welcome to this now moment. So here we are at Thursday. It's about 10 o'clock or so in the morning. And we are getting ready to welcome spring. Even though we're still in winter right now, you can feel the little buds opening. We saw some on our walk yesterday. Little nubiles, new little life coming out of the ground, stirring and getting ready to thrill us with those spring flowers. So, it's actually a very calm time right now. I don't know what's happening in your world, but coming to meditation, or at least for me, is something that, however we come here to our sacred time together to spend with one another, yes, but more that sacred time that we spend with God, we bring everything that we are without trying to get rid of anything, make sure something's not there or impedes our time. We just come fully clunky, if you know what I mean. We come with all of our human imperfections and we let go any desire to control, any need to have things be different than they are right now in this moment. And this is the wonderful thing that happens when we come to the divine, when we rest in God, we find out that we don't have to do anything. That the doing is actually a surrender, and the surrender is what heals all wounds. And those wounds always are traceable back to the idea of separation. And I say the idea of separation because in true reality, in that capital T truth in the heart of God, and in the unity of all of us, separation cannot exist. So it really is an idea that we believe that we are separate. And sometimes as a human being, it's frightening to think that our minds are joined and that thoughts, as Paramahansa Yogananda said, are universally, not individually rooted. That there is one great mind and we are all parts of it. And that is something. So truly, we have no secrets, no matter what we might think or believe. Truly, we have no separation. And truly, we are unified in a power that is so great that resting in it easily heals any feelings that we don't have enough, or we won't add up, or we're somehow not good enough. Whatever it is, all that, all doubt and worry, surrenders to pure being, to the presence. So if you're not already, of course, get yourself comfortable and ready to meditate. And we begin, as always, with the breath. So if you are feeling any tension in your body, we can do a little exercise that really helps to diffuse energy that wants to move, or energy that threatens to impede us from being still. And so it's very simple. We take a double inhale and then squeeze up all the muscles. And then as you exhale, release. So the double inhale is sort of just what it sounds like, and I'll do a little example. It goes like this, in through the nose, hold all the muscles and then squeeze them together, find everyone that you can, and then out the mouth. Let's do that another time, double inhale. Hold the breath, squeeze up those muscles, and release. And then just one more time. Double inhale. hold, engage joyously. Let a smile come onto your face and then release. And for a few moments, don't try to control or change anything. Just be with whatever's here for you. Now begin to notice a few things about your presence. How's your face? Are your eyes opened or closed? And if your eyes are closed, are they scrunched tight or are they nice and relaxed? The muscles around your mouth and your jaw and your cheeks even, is it tense or is it relaxed? Take a moment to consider your beautiful face. You are beautiful. How could you not be as a child of a loving God? And now let your awareness come right into your throat center. And notice if you feel any tension there, any blockage. And relax that down and feel your shoulders soften just naturally, like a cascading effect. And then down into your heart, your physical heart, and your physical lungs. And see with your mind's eye, see if you can feel or see your breath, blood, and heartbeat. So there's a couple of things that happen here. One is that as you come into your heart and your actual physiology of blood and oxygen flow in your body, you begin through practice to realize that you have the power to direct your breath and even your blood. And the other thing that happens is that you nurture the connection between your brain and your heart. And your heart has its own brain. In fact, Greg Braden did a scientific study, or at least he cited one, where they actually found that in the human heart, in the cells of the human heart, there are literally brain cells. So this heart of yours is easily a second brain, if not a first brain. And what happens sometimes with us human beings is we get a little bit too much into the one brain in our minds and our heads, and it has a specific purpose. And we sort of over-rely on it, and at the same time, we quit listening to the heart. It's not bad or wrong, it's just kind of a result of certain things. So through this little simple thing that we're doing right now, and that is that through the mind's eye, we're discerning what the heart is doing and what it is saying and what it is sending and what it is receiving, thereby opening the communication physically of the heart brain and the thinking brain, the mind brain. And isn't that interesting? What we're doing is harmonizing, realizing that there never was a separation, like we talked about in the beginning of this meditation. But there's a harmony. Both the heart and the brain are necessary individually, and both the heart and the brain are inseparable in true reality. So we begin here to realize this deeper connection. So now, notice where your awareness is. And when I say awareness, I mean the part of you that is beyond your body. Certainly still a part of it, but transcending it. And purposely now bring your awareness to your spiritual eye. And that's the point between the eyebrows. What some people call the third eye, and what has even been called the first eye. It is the eye of intuition and the gateway to God. So from your spiritual eye, look into the depths of your heart. And silently within, affirm to yourself, I am listening to you. A message from your mind to your heart. I am listening to you. I hear you. Thank you for informing me. And then we let the attention move now from the heart down into the solar plexus. Where there is yet another brain. And so we do a very similar process together. Keeping the awareness at the spiritual eye, because we are literally linking intuition. Through the spiritual eye, relax all of your internal organs. You can still intuit the breath and the blood, even the separate organs in your body. But what else becomes available to you now is the subtle intercommunication of all of your internal systems. And the deep intelligence that each aspect of your being is always sharing with each other aspect. And now through the heart-mind connection, the heart-brain connection, we add this solar plexus gut feeling, wisdom center, into this sort of chain of connection. Until the three become harmonized again as one. And the awareness affirms, I am listening. I am connecting. I am feeling. I am in harmony with divine mind. And in this place here, we are completely relaxed and completely active. Not listening to, but listening as. Here we become the awareness from the center of our being. So here I'd like to read something, excuse me, from a little book from Sri Dayamata, a disciple of Paramahansa Yogananda, of a precious little book called Enter the Quiet Heart, Creating a Loving Relationship with God. Within each one of us is a temple of stillness that permits no intrusion of the world's turmoil. Whatever may be going on around us, when we enter that sanctuary of silence in our souls, we feel God's blessed presence and receive His peace and strength. So from your place of pure intuition here, pure awareness, we open and receive God's presence and God's strength. Through the power of concentration and determination, bring your focus laser-like to the point between the eyebrows and the spiritual eye. Let each breath be an offering, bringing this divine life and offering it back to its source to be ever more purified within you. And we meditate together. And now we gently enter back in to the awareness of the three. That Trinity within us. I am harmonized with God's infinite presence. And then take a hand and place it directly onto your heart center. And another hand, if you can, over the top of that. Feel your heart center. Feel its tremendous power to connect. And then join me in affirmation. I am a radiating center of divine love. I am a radiating center of divine love. I am a radiating center of divine love. All things, health, wisdom, abundance, are added to me now as part of my divine birthright. I share them freely with all the world. I am a radiating center of divine love, happy, healthy, and whole. In the name of Jesus Christ, Divine Mother, and the Holy Father, and so it is. Om, peace, amen.